And what is a bit ironic is that sometimes making a difference doesn't always coincide with the emotion of happiness. So think about people in the world that have made incredible impact. Think about people like Martin Luther King, right? Think about Rosa Parks. I'm sure Rosa Parks would not describe her feelings as happy when she made the monumental, purposeful move of not giving up her seat on that segregated bus.
I'm Janet Ioli, and you're listening to Power Presence Academy, leadership with less ego and more soul. Join me each week as we talk about the deeper and provocative leadership and personal development topics that drive real change. Slow down, react less, reflect more, and lead with less ego and more soul. Let's go.
There's so much fodder in pop culture and the media about the pursuit of happiness. We hear this word all the time. We see articles on the happiest cities, and we see articles saying, what makes people happy? Almost daily. And we're like fascinated by that. How do I be happy? I repeatedly hear in my work on a daily basis from people, I just want to feel happy. When I ask people that I work with what they really want, they'll say, oh, to be happy. Here's the trouble with this. The trouble with the pursuit of feeling happy is that the state of what we describe as happy is an emotion or a feeling. Emotions and feelings are fleeting, and they're also fickle, right? And so they change constantly. Like when someone cuts you off in traffic, you usually don't feel happy. Okay, that doesn't mean that you aren't fulfilled, but you don't feel happy in that moment, at least just for that fleeting moment until you get home and you recover or whatever, right? If someone you love is ill or hurt, happy is not the emotional state you're going to be in. So all of these things that happen in our lives, the human emotional states will vary and they'll ebb and flow, right? They go back and forth, even amongst the most self-aware of us. Right? We'll have these different feelings throughout the day. This moment makes me annoyed. I feel frustrated. I feel all of these things. And so happy isn't exactly the feeling that I'm feeling in that moment. I would challenge that instead of the word happy, what we're really searching for, instead of to be happy, is we're searching for meaning. So if you just looked at a dictionary definition of the word meaning, right? It describes it as the end, the purpose, or the significance of something, the importance of something. When we don't have or have lost sight of our own contribution, our own significance, or our own purpose, we feel unfulfilled. And that's not the same thing as feeling unhappy. Over the past 25 plus years, I've conducted an exercise in leadership workshops that never ceases to amaze me, touch me, and remind me of our sameness and how this points to this common search for meaning that I'm talking about versus happiness. So at the beginning of this workshop, I have each person in the room draw and depict their life's journey in a drawing on a flip chart page. And so they do a little timeline where they are including their personal story and what's important to them, et cetera. And I always ask, what's most important to you? What was a major turning point that shaped who you are today? And how does this story impact what is most important to you? I will tell you, I've had the privilege to hear the most amazing stories. And there are stories behind the masks, like people you would never expect to tell some of the things that they talk about. It's stories of struggle. It's stories of hardship, of triumph, of courage, of resilience. I'm always in awe when I've heard hundreds and hundreds of these stories. And what I see when I hear them is I see the untapped potential and complexity behind someone that no one even knew. And we only know them from the title in the organization. And we know nothing about all of these incredible things about them. But the thing that strikes me most, and why I bring this up in this conversation today, is the answer to the what is important to you question. Because remember, I always ask, well, what is most important to you? And without fail, health, family, and some version of to make a difference are the top answers to that question. So make a difference, have an impact, have some sort of purpose, have some sort of meaning. To make a difference implies by nature having an impact. It implies being significant. I want to be significant. I want what I'm doing to be worthwhile. It means that what I'm doing means something greater than me and that it has a purpose. And what is a bit ironic is that sometimes making a difference doesn't always coincide with the emotion of happiness. So think about people in the world that have made incredible impact. Think about people like Martin Luther King, right? Think about Rosa Parks. I'm sure Rosa Parks would not describe her feelings as happy when she made the monumental, purposeful move of not giving up her seat on that segregated bus that she rode. And then she spurred all those universal efforts to end segregation. Happy is not the word that she was probably feeling. Happy probably doesn't describe your state when you're grounding your teenager and you're hoping to model a sense of responsibility or evoke a sense of responsibility for their actions, right? The tough love that you're doing. You probably don't feel happy doing that because they're annoyed and they're mad at you. But you're trying to have an impact. You're doing something of meaning. So chasing the elusive, happy emotional state, whether it's through trying to get people's attention or through our achievement or through material belongings, or even trying to be happy through food or alcohol, will not provide that sense of significance and that meaning we are longing for. Sure, this cupcake that I long for will make me, quote, happy in the moment. In that moment, I will have an emotion of happiness eating that chocolate buttercream frosting. Trust me, I will. But it will not have meaning and it won't have significance in the long run and it won't help me in my longer term aspirations, right? So instead, perhaps we should be asking ourselves these questions. Instead of how do I be happy? How can I be of service? How can I contribute? Where can I have impact? What unique strength or quality do I offer that can be leveraged no matter where I am? For example, if you have a strength of nurturing, how can you use that? It's a simple strength. I nurture people, right? How can you use that? Organizing. Organizing is a simple strength. How can you use that to have a significant impact no matter where you are? Calmness, creativity, vision, whatever your strength is, how do you use that to make a bigger difference in the world? So feeling alive and feeling happy doesn't come from others or from our circumstance. I am always reminded as I think about this of the words of Viktor Frankl, the Holocaust survivor who explains it best in his classic must-read work. If you have not read the book, Man's Search for Meaning, it's one of my number one must-read books ever. And here is the quote. Actually, a couple quotes I'm going to give you as we leave this episode today. And I hope I've given you something to think about when you're thinking about happiness. Life is never made unbearable by circumstances. Let me say that again. Life is never made unbearable by circumstances, but only by lack of meaning and purpose. That's one of the things he learned in the concentration camps that he was in. Other quote, man does not simply exist, but always decides what his existence will be, what he will become the next moment. By the same token, Every human being has the freedom to change at any instant. Viktor Frankl. So what can you do today to have more meaning? And what can you do today to feel more alive with meaning and purpose? See you next time.
Thanks for listening. And always remember this. Every single moment, you have a choice in what you say, what you do, and how you make people feel. Pause and make those choices wisely and intentionally, because every single moment, those choices are who you become as a leader. See you next time.